Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. And everybody who's listening via phone, if you want to get on the line, if you listen via web, please feel free to call into 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I hope you guys have had a great Tuesday today and a good week so far. If not, I hope we can turn that frown into a smile and have you. You have a better day. Maybe we can put some laughs in you as well. So with that being said, I'm going to play this track and be right back. Let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. What up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed that track that we played. I'm looking forward to getting back to the show at 9 o'clock. The plan is in about 2 weeks. You guys, please bear with me. We'll be back at 9 o'clock, and we're going to rock out with you guys. So I do want to go ahead and open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit some poetry, sing a song, whatever it is that you would like to do, feel free to do that. We just ask you to keep it clean. If you sing, if you rap, you do poetry, short stories, from comedy, love to laugh. I enjoy laughing. I will have you, or if you have something going on in your community, feel free to let us know. I just want to give a big shout out to my god sister in the building, Nancy in the building, appreciate you rocking out with me. And also a big shout out to Sweet D in the building. Thank you, lady, for calling in. And we got another caller on the line. What's up, Miss Burnett? How you doing, lady?
What's up?
I know
fine.
That's right.
By the help of the Lord, I'm just blessed. Y'all
that's
don't
right.
Worry, pray for me. I'll
that's
see
right.
You around another song. I'm going to get my house on house of next month. So y'all know the word for me, pray for me.
That's right. We got you. You want to sing a little bit, or are you good to go tonight?
All right. I've been in a storm. Sing like forever. Just ride out the storm. Right out the storm. Y'all know the word, pray for me. I can't say it this good tonight. I got kind of
it's
old,
all right.
I'm looking. I think I see my third of the day, and
mm-hmm.
I'm praying for to get things back together. So I'm
oh,
riding
yes.
out the storm.
You better ride out the storm, lady.
I'm riding out the storm. Okay, y'all pray for me. You know the word?
That's
for
right,
me,
we
for
got
me.
You, girl.
Right. We love you.
All right. Lady
all right, bye-bye. Okay,
all right, everybody, that's Ms. Brenda in the building. Love her energy, man, and she calls in the show every single Tuesday. And I appreciate you, man. And I think you've been calling in every single Tuesday for about 2 years now. We appreciate you. Just the times that we do put in. And she let me know when I miss, too. So with that being said, before I give you the nugget for the day, I'm going to play another track, and I'll be right back with you.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like tea. She drank Seagram's Number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and I just want to share, like, I try to share nuggets with you. It can be a funny nugget. It can be an inspirational nugget. Just different things as I learn and I grow. I try to pass it on to you in hopes that it helps somebody else. Like I say, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended, but I just like to share as I'm growing, and hopefully it's some type of glue that can help you too. So with that being said, I am learning something that I been challenged with is balance. I'm learning to say no and also to say yes to some things and no to some things. And just finding balance in the midst. And that balance is actually bringing me peace of mind. And just little by little, just balancing life, not trying to overdo things. Because just in general in life, for me, if I could, you know, I try my best to, I've had a tendency to overextend myself and try to help everybody. And I can't because I'm not superwoman. So acknowledging the fact that I'm human and I got to live too and I got to enjoy my life as well. So I'm going to do what I can. Well, basically, I say I do what I can do and I can do it. And that's where I'm at with the balance. So I'm going to do what I can, and what I can't do, I will pray. And I know at the time of my life, just in general, the different things that I endured was like more of a testimony for me to see that, you know what, it's time to find some balance. It's time to say no to some things. It's time to say yes to some things. It's time to say yes to yourself. So just encouraging anybody who is struggling with not having enough time for you, take some time out for self-care for you. Take some time out to make you happy, you know, even if it's a walk down the street or what have you, or just making yourself happy, just doing a little something for you and also finding balance in the midst of your day. So hopefully that helped somebody today. I'm not for sure, but I hope it did. And we're going to actually, I'm probably going to close out a little bit early today, but I do appreciate everybody who took time out to listen. And I hope everybody voted. And if you didn't get a chance, please make sure you vote in November. Hopefully you have a chance to vote today. I know the time is winding down. I think we've got about 14 minutes before we vote. And I just hope you guys have a good rest of the week. We'll see you guys on Tuesday of next week. Feel free to call in 323-642-1532 every Tuesday. And I'll let you know when the time changes ahead of time to 9 o'clock. And also, please save the date. I got two dates for you to save. March 16th, if you are in the area, come to City Hall in Kinston, North Carolina. They will be honoring me for all that I do for the community. A lot of people don't know that I actually do much more than a radio show and open mics. I'm a life coach, motivational speaker. I do different workshops for gang prevention, for adults and for youth. But not just for gang prevention, just life coaching workshops as well, all different styles. Refining your gift workshops. I do a lot. And I thank God for the opportunity to do what I enjoy, which, as you can see, is helping people, but I'm learning balance. So keep me in your prayers as well. And also, I'm honored to say that officially on March 14th, that will make 11 years Illusions has been in existence. Actually, Illusions was in existence since January of 2009, but the official show wasn't until March 14th, 2009. So on March 28th, we will be celebrating 11 years of Illusions, rocking out with Illusions in the band. And I just appreciate everybody who's supported near and far. And for anybody that knows, I know my God sister can tell you guys, but it's been a rocky road, but it's been worth it for me. And it has showed me that I can do this and I can walk in my dreams, and it's worth it. And you're worth it. And to be able to provide us all with a platform to express yourself to the arts, you know, and to tap into a best version of yourself. Even if you're not on the mic, to feel comfortable to just be you, you know, and to be in the place that you are accepted and not judged or prejudged by other people, just to be received. And I hope that you feel the same thing when you're here, that is not, it's a non-judgment-free zone. Please come and just be yourself and just be you, you know, the best you know how to be. So with that being said, I want you guys to keep pushing. Keep praying, keep dreaming, and be blessed. You guys have a good night.